the Living Geek.
I know you're busy, Nick. So I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm not even going to do the intro. I'll do the intro when you're done. But give me the impressions that you feel are important that you want to contribute here. That you're pretty sure I will skip over if you're not here. And also, if there's any bets that you want to make.
Okay, cool. First off, sorry I have to eat and run. It's not quite the right thing. But
I mean, I never miss an episode.
Yeah. Well. Oh, yeah. All right. That's sarcasm. I forgot.
Yeah, it was. Definitely.
I'm flying for all three of our listeners. I'm flying to Phoenix tomorrow, and my flight leaves at like 7 in the morning, but I have to get up at 4 in the morning to get there in time.
Cooperstown is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm actually going to go to... So Alice Cooper, I found out he has a restaurant. I'm going to be going to Alice Cooperstown tomorrow, Saturday. Anyway, my thoughts on this episode real fast was that it started off kind of... not very good. Like, I didn't really care until literally, like, the tribal council. Yeah, there was some cool stuff. Like, I really liked, the one bet that we have right now is about Mark the chicken. Will he live? Will he die? And Mark got some good screen time this time. Mark's very quickly becoming my favorite survivor of the season. Julia. My favorite thing, though, was Julia saying to Kyle saying, we're going to kill this guy as soon as Ty's gone, right? And then she was just staring at Mark and licking her lips and all kinds of things. So the fact that she ended up getting voted out...
She gets her chicken.
...saved Mark. Yeah, she got chicken after all. Oh, she got chicken. No, she didn't get to go on the reward challenge.
No, not that, but she'll get chicken at Ponderosa.
Oh, yeah, she got chicken at Ponderosa. Actually, I really liked her Ponderosa video. The one thing I was going to say about all of the Ponderosa videos so far is, aside from Neil, all of them seemed really cool with having gotten voted off. Nobody took it personally. Everyone thought, this is fine. Whatever, I'll take it. Neil, I think the reason he didn't like it is because he didn't get voted off. He just
Sucks.
Yeah. Let's see. What was I going to say? Let me just see if I have anything. Oh, yeah. It looks like you guys got all the major stuff in your notes here. The only thing I'm going to mention, one, is that take a look at Scott in his polo shirt. He had that thing buttoned up all the way, and it just looked bizarre. And then also, during the scramble, like, it looked like there was a whole lot of conniving going on, but there really wasn't, which makes me think that this episode was edited to look more complicated than it actually was. Because all these little alliances that formed up, in the end, what happened, they went with the original plan. And it didn't seem like there was any agony or anything.
Yeah, after this tribal, I don't see how this could have gone any other way.
Yeah.
If it wasn't going to be Ty, it was going to be Julia. Or not after this tribal, after this immunity challenge.
Yeah. And the last thing I was going to say is Joe is just there. He's just a waste of space at this point. And
we'll get to Joe.
Oh, I swear to God, when Jeff said, are you going to sit this one out? He's like, yeah, I'm all gassed. It's like, literally all you have to do is just walk into the ocean and go and look at some things. You don't even have to run. You don't just stand there and go like, whew, I'm pooped, you guys.
Yeah, but he's
71.
Old. Yeah, he's old, and they've been out there a long time, and he's got a lot of muscle mass that probably hasn't been kept up, and he's not made for this.
And I'll give you that. I'll agree to disagree on that. But the thing is, if that's the case, then be social. What have we seen him? We haven't seen him say anything to anyone since he blew up at Peter in like episode 4 or 5 or whatever it was. Since then, he has done nothing except he's been Aubrey's puppet the entire time. Yeah. Like, she has her hand so far up his ass that he's like Kermit to her.
Yeah, and somebody called,
hear him start singing that song.
somebody called Aubrey out. Somebody called Aubrey out at Tribal, you know. Who was it? Jason called Aubrey out. He said, you know, Ty split up Scott and me because we were too close, but here, Aubrey, you've got Joe with you the whole time. And I'm like, it's not really the same. It's pretty clear to everyone that Aubrey is carrying a goat.
No, she's not even carrying a goat. What she's doing is so you know how Ty has that advantage where he gets to cast a second vote one time? Aubrey has had the advantage this entire game that she gets to cast two votes. Because Joe is just like, whatever you tell me to do, and I don't know why. And that's the thing. That's also, like, I'm very positive on the season, but one of my pet peeves is we aren't seeing anything from Joe that explains why he's just towing the line. He's just doing it, and, like, we're not getting any, you know, we don't see any scene early on between the two of them going, like, oh, hey, you remind me of the daughter I never had, or the daughter that I murdered because I'm an FBI agent. I don't know, whatever. It's just very frustrating.
daughter yeah, I murdered. That's all it'd be much more interesting, like,
yeah, I've given him a little bit more of a tortured background because yeah.
I mean, really then he could compete with Kyle's kid and Scott's family.
Yeah, I murdered my daughter so that my other what daughter may live. I don't know. I'm trying to redeem him now because I realize that's a little slanderous. Whatever. Anyway, that's all I've got. So thanks. Sorry to just eat and run or do the podcast equivalent thereof.
So you're going to Phoenix?
Yes.
Don't you live near there, Brian?
My mom.
Yeah.
You two should.
Yeah, but I'm only. No, because I'm going to have to spend the entire weekend with my mom and then flying back, like, Sunday afternoon. Okay. Otherwise, yeah, I totally would. But basically, we're going to go. Here's the itinerary. Tomorrow, we're going to go visit my aunt and my cousin. Saturday, we're going to go see some senator candidate. And then eat at Alice Cooperstown, and then Sunday I'm gonna do all my Star Wars stuff in the morning before she wakes up, and then I'm gonna just deal with the rest of the day and fly back home.
All right. By the way, Brian, meet him at the airport.
Yeah, no. It's fine.
All right, we'll let you go. Right. Let you go. We'll talk about this episode. Right. Thanks for hopping in.
There we go. I hit.
Yeah. Fuck off already. God. No.
Jesus. Shut up. Bye.
Man.
That guy. Asshole. Yeah, I know. So anyway, everybody, that was the long preamble and the intro to Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, where we talk about Survivor. And this week we're talking about Survivor Kyle Wrong, Season 32, also called Brains versus Brawn versus Beauty 2. This is Episode 11 titled, It's Not a Me Game, It's a We Game. We are Night of Living Geeks podcast. You can find out more about Night of Living Geeks. Go to notlg.com. Support the show and other fine podcasts on our network by going to patreon.com/notlg. That was Nick. That was Here Just for a Minute. My name's Andy. I host other shows. You can find them, welcome to comics.com, I guess. And, with me is Brian.
Hi.
Hey. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure, Nick was right. This episode was pretty boring. I don't know if this is going to be much of a longer episode without him here.
Wait, isn't that backwards? Isn't it? It's not a Wii game. It's a me game. I'm pretty sure that's backwards. It's written here.
It could be. I don't know.
Why the hell would you say it's a Wii game? That'd be stupid.
I know.
No, it's not.
This is clearly not a Nintendo product.
Right? seriously. Like, you know, you don't. Only one person is the winner. What the hell would you say that?
Well, I mean, you need very rarely does somebody win off of the strength of their individual merit without having done any social game. I think that's what she's trying to get at. Like you need to play a social game and you need to actively work with people, to get there.
Joe.
Yeah. Joe's not actively doing anything. Fucking joke. No, and honestly, I mean, it's a joke, that in the immunity challenge, Joe just said, I'm done. it's like a joke, but it's also, it's really, really bad for this game. Because even though we've had old people in the past playing, we have had people in the past who have had, like, oh, there was, I don't even remember his name.
No legs.
Yeah, it was some older guy with super, super buff arms, right, from going to the gym, right? Another older guy. And if there was an upper body physical strength thing, he would nail it. But if endurance, he couldn't do, he couldn't swim, he couldn't run, he couldn't do anything. He just had massive guns. I do not remember this fucking old guy's name. But to his credit, he stayed late in the game as well because he was also a goat. And to his credit, he never gave up. I mean, he might have fallen out of challenges early because he was tired, but he didn't just say, I'm done. I'm gonna wait here at this stand and let everybody else do their thing. Like, it's very, very bad for this game that they've gotten to the point where these are the kind of people who are playing. And I mean, they can't have known that to start when they cast this group, but it looks bad. It looks real bad on TV.
Well, it's not the group, it's just him.
Yeah, but he needs to, there needs to be something in here that tells you have to compete. Like, Don't, right? Okay, Joe, go as slow as you want to go. Really. And we've seen people do that before. We've seen people, just like barely doing anything, but still doing something. Like, oh, in this season, the one where they were digging in the sand for like a fucking hour and a half, right? That Bronn tribe, as exhausted and pissed off at each other as they were, fucking Alicia, the most worthless person on that tribe, Alicia was kicking around dirt at least. Like, that might not have been productive, but at least she was fucking doing something. She didn't just sit the fuck down and say, I'm out, Jeff. I'm out. And it, you gotta just walk. Just go slow. It's fine if you mentally quit. It's fine if you check out, but don't just sit down and say, yeah, never mind, Jeff. Just don't. You gotta
compete. This game's for the young whippersnappers.
It's not even that. Like, man, as much as Debbie pulls her own rainbow out of her own ass, at least she's old and she was fit enough to compete and be active in all of these challenges all the way up until the end when she got voted out. I mean,
see, but again, Joe's got like 20 years on her.
Yeah, he is especially old, and that muscle mass. You need a lot of protein. You need a lot of food to keep all that muscle mass. Not necessarily still there, but it eats your energy a lot faster than somebody who doesn't have it.
Then again, in the first season, Rudy, he was pretty fucking old too, and he didn't ever pull that shit.
But it was a different game then too. I don't know. I don't think there was as much paranoia every single day, all the time, as there is right now.
That's because they didn't know any better yet.
Exactly. And
they created Alliance, being a thing.
Yeah, and that paranoia all day, every day, that's more tiring than these challenges, I have to imagine. That's got to be horrendous on you. Okay, so we skipped over
this. Your Jason. I mean, he wasn't...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the youth, right? I mean, there's the balance between the two.
No, he's an idiot. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. So we ran right over the reward challenge. So the reward challenge was done in pairs. You went out and... what'd you do? You untied a bunch of rings, did a little obstacle, and threw them onto a set of hooks, right? But you did it in pairs. The pairs were Joe and Ty, so Ty was lost. It's fine. But actually, I say that, but Joe did really fucking good at the ring toss.
Yeah, they were second.
Yeah. It's every once in a while, Joe will pull something out of his ass and actually do pretty well. Yeah, the other team was Julia and Aubrey. She had some good teamwork, making sure that both were on the same page, but neither one of them was fit enough to make anything happen. And then the winning team was Michelle and Sydney, and they chose to bring Aubrey with them on the reward. And of course...
We'll see your team, you asshole.
Yeah. No, but my favorite part of this is every minute of this show before the reward challenge was Kyle skulking around talking about how pissed and sad he was. And then the reward challenge comes, and he's just sitting out. Doesn't even get a chance at all.
That was great.
Like, kick that was much down, better,
because I thought they were going to be like, well, because he didn't get to compete, we'll take him. So,
no, and they made...
That was much better what they did.
Yeah, that was a great call, taking Jason. Or no, that was a great call, taking Aubrey. Because also, she hasn't gone on stuff, you know? Aubrey hasn't really won anything. Well, so
that's what they said.
Yeah, and that's just good. But, like... So why would they run the pair thing today and not the next time?
Why not?
Well, because today there's an odd person, right?
Well, because they're dicks and they wanted to make someone sit out.
Right, but like last week you would have had four sets of two, next week you would have had three sets of two, and you would have had nobody sitting out. Like, why not? Like, it makes me think they have this stuff on a calendar and they just will not change it or shuffle it around at all. They're just like, nope, nuh-uh. And... There's somebody in the meeting, I'm sure, always goes, maybe we could switch these two, they're like right next to each other, and they're already playing. Nope. It's on the calendar. If you look at the Google calendar, today is the sack race with the ring toss. And that's what's on the calendar, so that's what we're gonna do today. No variation. As much as I don't like Jason, it would have been fun to see him out there angry and competing hard.
Well, he was in the next one, kind of.
Yeah, but like...
But that challenge wasn't really...
Imagine...
That was remember some shit. There wasn't really anything you could do.
But I mean, imagine next week if Julia got voted, said Julia got voted out, just like she would have been. Next week it was Jason and Aubrey. That would have been a fun pair to watch. Jason's super pissed, more or less at Aubrey, and Aubrey trying not to like get in his way and also still win. That would have been a lot more entertaining to watch than Julia and Aubrey together.
Well,
I think anyway.
But the problem I had with that challenge is their rope tying them together was too fucking long. I want to say it where like they've only got like a fucking like 3 inches between them. They had like 3 feet, which was long enough for them to get away from each other, but not so long that it was a problem. So them being tied together really didn't add anything to the challenge.
Didn't somebody like get their rope?
Okay, at one point,
thing?
Julian Offit had it wrapped around the pole, and they both ran.
Yes, that was great, and that's why they do it, because they'll get caught on shit.
That was it, though. That was just because they weren't paying attention. That wasn't, this is hard to get around this thing or something.
Yeah, if it was like 6 inches.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, that'd be fucked. And then you have to coordinate your steps, too.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Then it would be a sack race.
I mean, I guess the only thing that mattered is when they get the rings, they both have to run to go get them, but, whatever.
Yeah. So nothing interesting comes out of the winners, right? Michelle and Sydney win together, and that's fine. They've worked together in the past. They don't really dislike each other, so no, like, special thing going on there. They bring Aubrey, again, same deal. No animosity. They've worked with each other in the past. Like, there's no, like, this is the new alliance that's going to happen. Nobody was foolish enough to kind of say that, and it's nice. They all got to go and eat some fried chicken.
No, the best was Aubrey. There's coleslaw?
Yes. Well, look, okay. Coleslaw is basically half mayo, and mayo is definitely a white person food, and Aubrey is super white, so
I'm
not surprised.
You know my problem with coleslaw? The only good
disgusting.
Coleslaw I've ever had is, sadly, at KFC. Everyone else is a shit. Why is KFC the best coleslaw? That just doesn't make any sense.
Dude, okay, you and I are, like, on the same page with this kind of thing, because, like, potato salad? I fucking hate potato salad. It's the same thing. Like, every time I go to a picnic or barbecue or some shit, somebody's like, oh, I brought my homemade potato salad. Everybody always tells me it's awesome. Or, like, homemade. And the homemade shit is terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
usually.
Potato, like, good potato salad I've had comes from, like, not even, like, good local barbecue places, but, like, friggin' Armadillo Willie's has good potato salad. Probably because they fill it with salt and sugar. And all like probably. All the terrible stuff, but if the main ingredient in your quote unquote salad is mayonnaise, it's probably disgusting, and I don't want that.
But okay,
yeah.
What about egg salad? Do you like egg salad?
No, that shit's also disgusting. Potato salad, pasta salad.
Good egg salad. No, pasta salad's gross. I don't like the way cold pasta's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Not even just like, I mean, like room temperature. I mean, it's cold. It's fucking, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, you took it out of a cabinet where it was cold, you boiled it, and then you made it cold again.
Yeah.
And if you, see, the other thing here is if you have that pasta salad, but you have it warm before you refrigerate it, it's actually not bad. Like, if you mix it all while it's all still warm, I kind of like that.
Okay, I should try that. I mean, not that I'm ever going to make it, but that's not the point.
You're a chef. It's fine. Make it happen. I'm not going to cut any of this. I'm just going to let Nick get super upset that we got off topic, because, there's not that much to talk about this week, so let's deviate and talk about picnic salads.
Oh, well, while we're on it, here, I have a great story. So I'm sitting on the couch yesterday watching, I don't know, whatever the hell I was watching. Dog comes in through the dog door, puts a dead bird in my lap. Now, I'm like, first of all, you're not a cat, you asshole. But say, I don't know if he killed it or found it on the ground or what, but like, I didn't touch it. I just stood up so it fell on the floor. I was going to go grab a paper towel. He took it back outside. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then he comes back and brings it back in again. I'm like, God damn it. Finally, I got the paper towel, threw it in the trash. But see, it wouldn't have been a problem if it was just, like, hey, you found a dead bird and brought it in. It's that he clearly had been chewing on it for a while. So it was fucking disgusting. It's all soggy and shit.
Well, he started eating it, remembered he wasn't the alpha male, and decided to take it to the person who was.
I guess.
It's the only thing I can think of, man.
Keep me here. You want this?
I wonder if they're gonna train Mark the Chicken to do that kind of stuff. No, sorry, we're getting way too off topic here. So yeah, nothing interesting really happens on the reward. You know, Michelle kind of gets an in with Aubrey and Sydney. Nick put that in the notes. I mean, Michelle doesn't really have a whole lot of personality in this game right now. I think she's one of those people that's kind of getting brought along to the end. She makes moves in the background every once in a while, but I don't think she's getting credit for them with her fellow players. And so if she's not getting credit at the end, who knows if it matters. Right? I mean, you want to make the moves in the background, but you want the jury to know that you made those moves.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to be like, really? Was that you? Or you
yeah, was that you? I don't... It doesn't even matter now. That was like 2 months ago. Well, not 2 months ago. They were only out there for like a month and a half. Like, that was 2 weeks ago, game time. I don't even know. Yeah. So you have to do this stuff, but you have to do it so the jury knows it was you. So that you can get credit when comes time to make $1 million. And I don't know if Michelle's made those moves that kind of publicly. And that's going to be what hurts her, I think.
I don't understand Nick's note here. Julia makes friends with Jason. I'm like,
talking about Mark the Chicken.
She's been working with him for a few weeks.
Yeah,
what the hell are you talking about?
Not really, though. I mean, she's...
Yeah, but he thinks she is.
Right, which... I think, moreover, she's genuinely starting to feel bad for Jason, and maybe she's trying to make a connection with him, just to try and pull him in as a vote that she can kind of control.
Yeah, because I mean, he's only going to get one vote if he gets to the end.
Right, and he said at the beginning of this episode, if anyone wants to do anything crazy, I'm here. Like, fuck it, whatevs. You know, he knows at this point he knows he's not winning. He knows he doesn't have a chance. He's not in an alliance, so they can take him out anytime they want. Like. Yeah. He's in a position here of absolutely no power, and his best bet is to make it to the final tribal to get $100,000.
Yeah.
That's his best bet. And if that's what he wants to do, he just continue to be a bit of a dick, because that's what's going to get you there, is being a bit of a dick, and be willing to work with anyone, because fuck it. What's the worst thing that happens? They vote you out? You're at the bottom anyway. They could do that anytime. He has literally nothing to lose.
That's exactly. He has to be a bit of a dick, but not too big, because then they're going to be like, you know what? I don't want you to have 100,000, you fuck. And then,
or just, I mean, even at this point in the game, if you're annoying enough, that's good enough reason to vote you out. People would be like, you know, it's only a week and a half left, but I cannot fucking stand it. That's happened before.
Yeah.
And it could happen again. But he's reining it back in. And I think part of it is that Scott's not there. Like, honestly... Jason is a more interesting, better person without Scott around, and Scott is a way better person without Jason around. They just, the way they feed off of one another, it makes them both worse.
Yeah. No, so, I'm pretty sure Jason's always a fuckface.
Yeah, but he's not, he was more of a fuckface when when Scott's around. He's like double fuckface.
He's like two fuckface? I don't know if that doesn't...
So, you know immunity, what I mean. Yeah, so immunity challenge. Michelle wins, thanks to her impressive brains, which really, like, she went out there, memorized the whole fucking thing, didn't have to...
I don't buy that. She said she memorized the whole thing, but, you know, she was writing the notes, or her notes, into the sand.
Yeah.
You know, she only wrote, like, three. I'm pretty sure the rest were fucking blind-ass guess.
Could be, but then she also, like, burned through the puzzle. Like, it was nothing.
Oh, dude, whatever. It's just a jumble. I don't know, big deal. Anybody can do that.
I don't know. They're tired to begin with. Their brains aren't working properly. And they just made them fucking do all this running and shit. Like, that's more tired. The pressure of being in a challenge, like, it's impressive no matter how you stack it that she did it that efficiently.
Yeah. Well, no. The numbers thing. But the unjumbling the word, you know, that's, you know. Do you just have to happen to put them down? You just got to keep mixing the letters around until you find out. Once you see blind, like, oh fuck, I know what it is. You know,
but maybe I am giving her not enough credit because she's on the beauty tribe, and she's kind of supposed, like, in my mind, stereotypically beauty tribe, dumb tribe, but apparently not. I mean, it was her and Julia, right?
I don't think any of them on the beauty tribe were stupid this time. Well, maybe Nick. But but no, actually, you know, like, he was being a dick, but he actually clearly understood the game when they were, you know, actually finally showing him before he got voted out.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly. I don't think they had any dummies on the Beauty Tribe. But Brawn Tribe does.
Yeah, a couple. And the Brain Tribe had a couple idiots, too.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I'm sure they're intelligent people outside of this game, but they had no intelligence for the game.
Well, speaking of the idiots in the Brain Tribe, in this episode, Michelle says, "I totally trust Julia." Do you not remember what happened to Debbie when she said that?
Yeah. Yeah, like, but...
You dumbass.
Okay, but... Michelle and Julia are actually close. I don't think anybody was legitimately close on a friendship level with Debbie. No. Right? I'm pretty sure that was impossible unless you were Joe.
Well, he wasn't really either. He was just tolerated her.
Well, yeah, Joe was like, "Hey, I'm old. You're old. Old people.
Let's be old.
Let's be old together." I think that was the extent of it at day one, and he just, because he's Joe, he got dogmatic about it and wasn't willing to do anything else. And he's doing the same thing with Aubrey. Like, he's with Aubrey because Brain's strong, I guess. I don't know why. And he's just dogmatic, and he'll follow her and do whatever she says for, I don't know. I don't know why, because it's gotten him this far.
Why would it change? I don't think he's ever had a vote. So.
who knows what's going on in Joseph? Yeah, Joe has never received a vote, has he?
I don't think so.
Stealth game.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to get all the way to Final Tribal and be like, "Look, every single person in this room right now has gotten a vote in this game, except for me. Not one. No votes." I mean, it's not a bad defense.
Watch him, like, he's going to, like, suddenly, when they're down to, like, four, and he's just going to suddenly be a total badass and, like, win all the challenges like they're nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he's going to have to convince Ty to keep him.
Yeah.
Because right. That's the other thing. At this point, who is it? Julia's gone. There's only six people left? And mm-hmm. It's a no. Final of three, so there's only three challenges left.
Six.
Right? Well, I mean, there's three immunity challenges left.
Yeah.
And he's got the immunity idol to get him through one, and the advantage to get him through the other one, assuming it's just a swing of a vote, then that will help him there. So he's really only got to survive one more. I think that was the biggest takeaway from this week, was that it wasn't Ty. Because at this point, you kind of knew what today was going to be when you first started the episode. If it wasn't going to be Ty, it was going to be Julia. Right?
Yeah.
Right, because Ty is the biggest threat to win. Everybody loves Ty, except for Jason. Yeah. And I think as bitter as Scott could be, Scott recognizes that it was a good play, recognizes that it was the right thing to do for the game, and probably would give him the vote for it. So I really do think.
Scott clearly understood.
Scott would be fine. Jason, I think, would be a vindictive dick about it. Sorry, Kyle would be a vindictive dick and not give him a vote. But pretty much, I'm sure everybody else would vote for Ty against almost anybody else on the game anymore.
Well, yeah, like Joe doesn't know what's going on, but Aubrey, Julia, Sydney, and Michelle wanted to vote him out because they're all like, "Yeah, Ty's going to win."
Yeah, they know.
But Jason wants him out because he's pissed.
Yeah, yeah. But so if you weren't gonna make it Ty, then you have to make it Julia, because Julia is in a similar situation, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. Ty is a threat because everybody loves him. Julia is a threat because everybody respects the game that she's been playing, and she hasn't been playing it. She's been playing a cutthroat game in a way that hasn't gotten anybody super pissed off with her, which is amazing. She's playing a cutthroat backstabby game, and maybe just because she's bubbly and cute, nobody seems to mind.
I don't know. I think it's because the way she did it, none of it is like obvious that it's her fault when somebody gets screwed.
Could be. You know what she also reminds me of? Julie reminds me, she's like a female JT, right? Do you remember JT's first season when he spent like most of the season going around backstabbing people and being an asshole, but he...
Which one's JT? I
don't know. He's the guy who won off of his good old boy, like, down south accent.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, big southern dude.
Yeah. And he had a pretty face, and he was just, "Oh, shucks," and went backstabbing everybody. But nobody blamed him. And nobody thought he was a dick because he had this upbeat, aw shucks kind of attitude. And he was like a good old boy from down home or some bullshit, whatever the fuck that means. And that carried him all the way through, and it carried him all the way to $1 million because everybody saw that the game he played was a cutthroat, vicious game, but nobody hated him for it. Nobody viewed him the way they view Russell Hance. They viewed him like a good dude, even though he backstabbed them all. And Julie was playing that kind of game, which makes her a threat to win $1 million if she makes it to Final Tribal. So you have to, you got to get her out, especially after this immunity challenge where she almost won. Well, maybe she would or wouldn't have almost won. We don't know how she was doing on the word scramble. But she did pretty well on the rest of it. And if she does really well like that one or two more times, then it's her game to lose.
You know what's nuts? Do you know who's left?
Huh.
Two brains, two brawn, and two beauty.
Oh, yeah, huh.
That's kind of crazy. Worked out like that.
Nice. I didn't even
Like anybody planned it that way, but that's just what happened.
Dude, especially after how many beauty were still left at the merge? Jesus.
Right? Because they kept winning, like, all of the challenges.
Yeah, they've gotten eviscerated, haven't they? Let's see, a tribal. Jason does a good job of making his assholery work for him. Basically, he was a giant dick, but was making good points, and I think made some people question what they were going to do and what their alliances were.
Yeah, at least, he made sense. What Sydney said was stupid. Yeah. You have to, you know, with the jury's going to respect making moves. You can't just throw people under the bus. I'm like, that's what making a move is. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Making a move means you screw someone over.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to find a way to parse what she meant, and I really can't.
And it's not, like, throw him under the bus. All he did was not give him his idol.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, or
like he didn't ever say he was going to do it. They just assumed he would.
I think she's talking about just not like immediately for no good reason turning your alliance against itself or flipping on your team. It'd be like just for it'd be like next week Joe going around saying let's get Aubrey out.
But I'm pretty sure she was directing that at Ty, and there was nothing wrong with him getting away from them too, because they would have kept him on the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to figure out an example of what she would mean that doesn't involve Ty, but can't do that. Yeah.
She's got strange logic.
Yes, she does.
All right, then.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, I got a freaking cold or something. My nose is all fucked up.
You bastard. Ooh.
Man, I should have bailed on you tonight, too, and then it would have just been you talking into the microphone.
Which would be, which really would have been fun, because I don't have anything to record with, so it really would have been just me talking to my computer.
That would have been great. Julie gets voted off. On her way out, she basically says, okay.
Yeah.
I think she saw it coming. I don't think she's surprised. I think a lot of times when people get voted out, they say the line, oh, they got rid of me because I was playing the game too much because they were too afraid of me. And I think most of the time it's something they tell themselves that's complete bullshit. But I think Julia, it'd be true.
Yeah, right. It was actually true. She didn't say that, though.
No, but it's one of the few times it would have been true for her to say, you know, they voted me out because I was playing too good of a game. And she wouldn't have been an egotistical dick. But I think that's exactly why she's a threat for the game, is because that's not the angle she takes. Because even in that statement, like, oh, they kicked me out because I was a threat, like, there's a little bit of narcissism in there. There's a little bit of vindictiveness in there. Like, oh, well, yeah, they got me out, but it's because I was better than them. Or they got me out because they had to. There was none of that in what Julia was saying. Julia was just like, all right, that's the way it was. That's the way it had to be. Okay. You know?
You know what I want? I want somebody, when they're doing their goodbye confessional, I just want them to get up there and just look at the camera and go, shit.
Yeah, I don't think their whole speech. I don't think they would show that on television.
Well, they can just bleep it out. They bleeped out Jason saying fuck a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't seem to be disappointed at all. What was the line? At least I know I played. That's what she said when she got voted out. At least I know I played. Yeah, you did, Julia. You really did play pretty well. And then at Ponderosa, apparently it was her birthday. They gave her birthday cake.
Aww.
I don't think it was the day she got voted out. I think it was like the day after. Which really sucks.
Well, I mean, it could have been worse. She could have had her birthday, you know, on the island and had the worst birthday ever.
Fuck that guy. Fucking Rodney. You're on a fucking beautiful, beautiful beach on the other side of the world for free and getting a cultural experience that you would never have had otherwise.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a shit about that. But yeah, but on the island for free.
And how many, and let alone all of that, right? How many people would be eager to play this game, which is a part of America's cultural heritage at this point? And I know that sounds a lot. Like, maybe I'm restricting. But seriously, Survivor kind of invented reality television and is one of the few reality shows still left. And still left showing every week at a high level. And at this point, getting to be on the show, you're part of that cultural heritage. And to say that being on the show at all is the worst birthday ever, no, I'm sorry. You have led a very fucking blessed life if that's the worst birthday ever, you piece of shit. And that's just for his life. Like, I hope he wasn't saying it was the worst birthday ever objectively for everyone on the planet, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of homeless, starving kids who died on their birthdays in fucking third world countries, you piece of shit, Rodney. Entitled dick. Julie just seemed happy she got a cake. Nick gave it to her while he wasn't wearing a shirt, so that was nice for her. Yeah, and that was her Ponderosa. She said a couple times, you know, this time last year I was in high school. Great. You are young. Yes, that's true.
Wait, what? She's 19 now?
Yeah, she's 19.
Shit, I thought you had to be 21 because they, like, frequently give out booze on the show.
I guess they wouldn't have let her have any? Well, I don't know.
Because she would have been... fucking 21 drinking age in that country.
Let me look at Cambodia... Minimum
is that where they are?
Age to drink. Yeah, Khao Rong is in Cambodia. Oh. Minimum drinking age in Cambodia is...
Like, is there one?
No minimum age.
Yeah, see? So, yeah, she could have had something then.
She totally could have gotten fucking wasted out there on wine if she would have won some.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have showed that on American television, but she could have done it there.
What are you talking about? They showed fucking... Who was it? Keith got drunk last time.
Yeah, well.
He clearly wasn't, you know, under 21.
When you have a redneck like Keith, and you serve him any amount of alcohol, I don't know if you know this about rednecks, Brian, but they're pretty much all alcoholic drunks. if you put alcohol in front of a redneck, they're going to drink until they get drunk. And then they would just have to not give alcohol to anyone for any reward on the off chance that he might win. When you let Keith on the show, you had to accept the fact that he was going to get wasted on national television. It's just how it goes. All right, fantasy?
So when she said that she's like, I'm one of the youngest survivors, she had to be the youngest then. If she was only 18 when she was doing it.
Oh, no. She was 19, and then she turned 20 while she was in Ponderosa.
Okay.
She turned 20.
So she was... She was in high school at 19, huh? You know, just saying.
I guess so.
It's okay. Maybe she started late. You know, I'll give her that.
I mean, that happens. Okay, here we go. List of Survivor U.S. Can I organize by age? I can't. Oh, I can sort by age. Okay. So the youngest ones, Spencer Dumm. Oh, Spencer Dumm, yeah. 19. Natalie Tenorelli, 19.
Who the hell was that?
Redemption Island, second runner-up.
Shut up. I don't even remember
Redemption
that.
Island was... Who won Redemption Island? Let me see this. I'll cut some of this out so we sound like we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck's the winner on this?
I don't know.
The winner... Oh, The winner of Redemption Island was Rob Mariano, Boston Rob. Oh.
Was that his first one, wasn't it?
No, it was not. I think it was the second or third. It was Rob was the winner. Spies or Us was the runner up, and third place was Natalie. Yeah, it's fine if you don't remember. I don't know. You can Google her. Julia, 19, and the fourth 19-year-old, Brandon Hance.
Yeah. Brandon.
That guy was fucking insane.
Yeah, he was.
He was crazy as shit. Oh, my God. The youngest winner is Jenna Maraska from Survivor Amazon.
Okay. Well, I remember her because she was hot.
And she won.
Yeah, she's an underwear model, apparently.
Yeah.
But,
Fabio was 21. No, I
remember her because she was on that guy, the other guy, his name was Matt, I believe. She got all of the votes.
Yeah. But,
like, what did he do to piss them all off so much?
I don't know. All right, ready for fantasy?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. See, you guys have a bet about whether or not Mark's going to die. Nope, still alive.
We have a time frame for that? I don't remember.
I'm guessing to the end of the show. You guys didn't specify in that episode, so I'm going to say to the end of the show.
Yeah. Oh, good, because I'm sure he'll die by then.
You were in last place with 50. You got 5 more from Aubrey and 3 more from Joe, giving you 58. I was next. I had 63. I got 7 from Michelle, 5 from Sydney, and 0 from Julia, because she gone. Nick was winning with 68 points. He got 3 from Kyle and 3 from Ty to give him 74. So I have gone from last place just a few weeks ago to first. I have 75, Nick has 74, and you have 58. I don't think you're going to win. Well, I don't know.
I got to make like a fucking 10-point bet or something.
Okay, no. What has to happen is Aubrey has to get to the end and win, and Joe has to get to the end. And along the way, they have to win stuff.
Some challenges.
They have to win some challenges. Joe is not going to win shit for you.
No.
And Aubrey, likewise, as tough and determined and gritty as Aubrey can be, I don't see it happening.
Hey, maybe they're going to do one of those challenges where he's just like tells him a story and then they show a block. Joe might win that.
Yeah, it's true. Or like last season, or was it the season before, where they told them a story and they had them run around the jungle and get the correct answers out of the pots.
No, see, he'll get too tired, and then
that's true. No, it's going to be one of those ones where you raise a stick with the right answer. You're right. I mean, there could still be upcoming. Anyway, how do you feel about your team?
Well, I mean, nobody's in any hurry to vote Joe off, so I mean, that's like a free 3 points every week.
That's true.
I mean, there's only going to be 2 more episodes. I don't know what I'm talking about every week for.
Yeah, but pretty tough.
Yeah, I'm kind of fucked.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not going to make any bets with you because I am right in the running with Nick. And I'm pretty sure over the next couple of weeks I'm going to start to outpace Nick, which will be nice.
Just because you got fucking, about that. You know, Michelle had to win both challenges. God
damn it. And last week Julia won both.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, and the winning reward was both of mine.
Winning everything.
Yeah. Nick is in second place now with 74 points. He's got Jason. Jason's always a threat to kind of win some stuff. He'll get pretty far. I don't know if he's going to make it all the way. Ty is a similar boat. I mean, Nick's team is very, very bursty, you know?
Yeah, but they're very iffy. He might lose, you know, both of them in the next 2 votes, too.
He could. He could go into the last week of the show with nobody.
Yeah. Very well.
Which wouldn't be too hot.
Well, I don't think he can go into the last week with it. He can go into the last section, because the last one's probably going to be...
It's going to be a doubleheader, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be 5 people left in the last episode, probably.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, I mean, but he could go into the last hour, we'll say, with nobody. But I feel like I'm in a similar position, too. Somebody might vote out Michelle just because, you know, if you think you're going to win and you want to carry a goat or two, it's probably not going to be Michelle. Your goats are going to be Joe and Kyle. So Michelle's in this position to get dropped, and so is Sydney. Both of mine could be gone. I don't feel like I have a solid contender. Like I was saying last week, I knew last week Julie was going to get voted out. Maybe not this week, but there's no way she was making it to the final tribal.
Well, I mean, if the final three is, you know, Aubrey, Michelle, and Sydney, they've got a decent chance.
Yeah, but I don't see... Aubrey's smarter than that. Aubrey will bring Joe.
No, yeah, she's not going to bring them two.
No, Aubrey will bring Joe, and if she can, she'll know to bring Kyle. And Kyle, at this point, has said, fuck it, I'll work with anyone and do whatever anybody tells me to do, so long as it's not me. Which, to his credit, over the next episode or two...
He's not going to work with Ty.
No, he won't. He's going to do everything he can to get Ty out when he can, but if you're this late in the game and you say, I'm a vote, if you need a vote, tell me your crazy plan, that makes you useful. And if he stays useful, he'll make it to that final tribal, and he won't win $1 million, but he'll win $100,000. And he'll take seats away from Michelle, Sydney, Ty. So he has a legitimate chance as well of getting there. I don't know if I'm making it all the way to the end. Cards have got to fall just right for me to get to the end.
Man, like, Ty is Joe. Like, if he gets to the end, he's totally going to win, but the chances of him getting the end are pretty slim.
Except he has the idol, and he has the advantage.
Yeah, but...
If he knows it's going to be him, or thinks it's going to be him next week, play that idol. Just play it.
Yeah, but the advantage isn't really, you know, if there's four people voting against you and you vote twice, you're still going to lose.
Right, but I'm just saying the fewer number of people there are out there, the bigger a difference maker that advantage becomes. Right?
Yeah, so that's what he has to do. Next week he's got to use his idol, and then the week after that he uses two votes, because then that's the last time he can use it anyway.
Or if he's pretty sure next week, who is there? There's six left, right? If he's pretty sure next week it's going to be 4-2, play the idol. And then next week, after that, it'll be 3-2, right? Force a tie. You know? Well, no, that would still be, he would still be out, wouldn't he? No, he does have to make it work in a very specific kind of way. But he might not even need it then.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way the second vote can help him at this point.
No.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. That penultimate.
But after that, it's not gonna.
The penultimate tribal, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Me 75, Nick 74, you 58, and
why don't you shut up?
Okay. And Julia's gone. Well, I mean, at this point, anybody can win Survivor Fantasy except for you.
Okay, let's see. What am I? I'm fucking 16 points behind. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't know if you're making that up. But, I mean,
Aubrey, like, wins everything that's left, then I've got this. She wins all the challenges and the game. I got this.
Okay, think of it this way. If you believe Aubrey and Joe are going to make it to the end, right, then next week, Nick or I get a zero, right? So even if say Sydney wins reward and then gets voted out, I still get a zero for that, which then becomes a 5-point swing.
Right? That's what I need. Next week, whoever gets voted out, it has to be, you know, somebody on your team, and they have to win. Well, I guess they can't win immunity. I was going to say they have to win both and get voted out, but that doesn't make any sense. So they'd have to win the challenge and then get voted out, or the reward challenge.
Yeah. I mean, there's more potential, I think, for us to lose points. The floor, I mean, Joe's, like you're saying, Joe's getting you 3 points every week until the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think we're done. What do you think? You think we're done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This episode was kind of shitty.
Yeah. I mean, that happens.
Boring.
This is what happens as you get closer to the end, right? At a certain point, you know who it's got to be. And they can edit it up and guss it up all they want. It's not going to change anything.
They couldn't be the end of last week, so.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a highlight of the season and for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. You got a thing to say?
I got nothing for you. Head back to, I don't know, something.
Didn't you say Pornhub once?
Yeah, I did. I got nothing for you. Head back to...
Red tube.
I can't I fucking Red draw, tube, completely drew a blank on everything. I had nothing for you. Head back to EMP Flix.
You jizz. 8-tube. EMP Flix? I haven't heard that one. Thumbzilla?
Or maybe it's EMP Flix. I don't know how you pronounce it, but the EMP is capitalized.
All right. Till next week, everybody. Goodbye.
Peace out.
Circle of life, life is a circle. We're going round and round. Right on, yeah, can you?